Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Kane Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, so you know what that means. It is Cigars with the Kane Show live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We have a lot of stuff going on today. 1:45, we have Leah Inzalaco, Senior Project Manager for Executive Digital, as well as Hillary Bowles. They're going to be on talking branding. Everyone loves their branding now. You know that. So let's talk about that as well a little bit later. Sports-wise, we're all the ties into sports. That's the good thing. The Jets. Yeah, I know I can't leave them alone. Yeah, I know Adam Gase really bugs me. But now his safety and his linebacker, they're saying something. We'll talk about that. Heat Celtics, what a series. It's just about over. The Seas can't seem to get it right, and they got heroed last night. We have sounds from that game. Lakers and the Nuggets play tonight. The Lakers are complaining. When I tell you what they're complaining about, try your best not to laugh. Dana White. I'm going to explain why he really has no problem with Kobe Covington, the real reason why, and I'm sure it's not going to be much of a surprise. We got other stuff we need to hop into. I'll give you my pick for tonight's game. And, of course, on Fridays, you know, we have all of our – but I'll get started tonight. If you decide to put a little something on it in a state where it's legal for entertainment purposes only, I'm going to try to put a little bit of change in your pocket. Like I said, this is the Kane Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we're coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. You should get your butt down here. It is the place to be, one of the best selections of cigars you're going to find. Become a member. Get access to the members' lounge. Listen, when I tell you it is home away from home, I am not kidding. There's a ton of relaxing couches and chairs and TVs, refrigerators, ice maker, everything that you could possibly need. Come down here. They have the NFL ticket, MLB, the playoffs are about to start, and they have that ticket. Watch the NBA playoff games. The French Open is coming. Everything is on down here, so make sure you come and check it out. Definitely they serve beer and wine, so you can get your adult beverage on while you're enjoying a very, very good stick. Today I am smoking a JFR. Yep, I went to an oldie but goodie. Let them know PLR sent you. You get 10% off of your cigar purchase. Now, if there's any reason you can't make it down here, that is not an issue. Just hop yourself online. Go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. The same great selection. Order your stick. If you get your order in early enough, it will ship out the exact same day. So you're not sitting around waiting and wondering. And right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So let's start with last night, the Heat and the Celtics. So last night I said if the Celtics were ever going to win a game, this would be the game they would have to win. This would be the one. This was their opportunity to get themselves back in the series. Now it's gone. Because they didn't play that poorly where they could take an L. And they're just not tough enough. If we're really just going to be honest about it, they're not tough enough. The Miami Heat are a tough team. It starts with Pat Riley. goes down to Coach Bo, and then it goes to Jimmy Butler, who is the leader of that team. They're just one tough A team. And there's no getting around it. There's no not talking about it. They played incredible. And then, on top of that, Tyler Hero showed you what Tyler Hero could do. He's a pure shooter, a pure scorer, can get to the rack, and can finish from just about anywhere on the floor. He is the only player outside of Magic Johnson in 1980 to score that many points as a rookie in an NBA playoff game. And he just flat out balled out. His coach talked about him after the game.
We're past that. You know, he's not a rookie anymore. And, you know, we need his skill set. Does that mean it's going to translate into that kind of point production every night? No, it doesn't. I mean, we're not necessarily built like that. It's different guys and contributions from a lot of different guys. But Boston was jamming up, as they tend to do, you know, first, second, sometimes third options out of what we're looking for. And Tyler was able to generate a lot of offense.
Let's back up a little bit. Tyler Hero was drafted number 13 in the first round. This is a kid that people said wouldn't play well at Kentucky. He did. This is a kid that they said was overdrafted, and he's obviously not. He can play in this league. And there was a lot of stuff that they said about Tyler coming into the draft. This one is actually kind of funny. And I'll let Tyler tell you what they said about his wingspan.
I think someone said my wingspan was too short. You know, they say everything. But, you know, whatever they say, it's whatever. And, you know, at the end of the day, all you can do is, you know, work at it, perfect your craft, you know, come in with a great attitude, you know, and just respect everybody in the building. And good things will happen from there. But, you know, it's just about putting in the work and really putting in time and effort into something you love.
And he was in a groove. He found that groove. And he was asked, when you find that groove, do you know you're in that groove?
Not really. I mean, I feel the groove I'm in. I feel like I have it going. But, you know, like I said before, any night it can be someone different. And, you know, when you think you have it going, you want to just try to be as efficient as possible and make the right play. And, you know, tonight some shots were falling for me, and my teammates just continued to give me the ball, and, you know, I appreciate them for that.
Remember, in the NBA, you don't just get trusted because you're a high draft pick. You get trusted because you earn that trust. And when a guy like Jimmy Butler, who is one of the toughest dudes in the NBA, has that trust in you, that goes a long ways. Remember, isn't like, now my English is gone, the Heat aren't like a lot of other teams in the NBA where you definitely have this hierarchy of stars. Like in LA, where you know you have LeBron and you have AD, or in Denver, it's going to go through Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. You have Jimmy Butler, and I don't want to say it like this, but you have the others. But the others are so tough, they're not really others. You got a guy who's been everywhere, done everything in a Jimmy Butler, a Goran Dragic. They're ready for this stage. They were actually made for this stage. They're one game away. And Coach Spo, you know, wanted to tell us, well, look, they know they're one game away, but they're not going to approach this or play any differently.
Tonight, just try to get your minds off of it. We have a team that I think everybody sees that wound pretty tight. So I don't want them to wind up, you know, tonight, you know, or tomorrow. But ultimately, it's about being present. You know, we know what to expect, you know, for this next game, very much like we saw in game three.
Here's what I think is funny. Everyone says that closeout game is the toughest game, and it truly is. Boston, every way possible. You've come from behind. You've controlled the game. You've beat them offensively. You've beat them defensively. You beat them mentally. right, if they keep doing what they're doing, games away, really doesn't matter. Per Jimmy Butler, they're good to go either way.
I'm not worried about myself. I think I'm good to go. I've been in this league for enough time now. But when Tyler has a game like that, and when Bam has a game like that, or even Gorn, to me, it solidifies why we are here. And we couldn't do it without those guys. I may get a little bit more credit than I deserve, but these guys have been carrying us all year long. They will continue to do that. And I'm just happy for them. I'm glad that they're on my team, especially Bam.
Okay, so that was a joke at the end because Bam Adebayo was standing right next to him. So he got in, especially Bam. Jimmy Butler is wired differently than any other superstar in the league. Because not once in these playoffs have you heard him use the phrase, my guys, or if my guys do this, or my guys. And that's rare. You also hear that a lot from a Jamal Murray. But he's not your usual superstar. Jimmy Butler is completely different. He took a young rookie under his arms, and he treated him just like it was a big brother.
Like I said before, it's everything. You know, Jimmy, you know, ever since I got here, he's been like a big brother to me, and he's shined light on me. He's taught me a lot of things. You know, just continuing to, you know, get on me, whether it's something I want to hear or not. He's going to tell me what I need to hear. And, you know, I appreciate him for that. And like I said before, without Jimmy, I probably wouldn't be doing this as a rookie.
Yet the team gives Jimmy Butler that much respect and that much love on a consistent basis. But last night was about Tyler Hero. Don't be fooled. That was Tyler Hero's coming out party. And now here's pressure. Can you duplicate it? And as Coach Spo said, not necessarily the points. We're not going to look for him to put up 37 points every game. But can you put the pressure on? A long time ago, I was listening to a coach that I was speaking with. And this is what he said. They've once played a series against Tracy McGrady. And Tracy McGrady is a Hall of Famer. We all know how good Tracy McGrady is. But he said there were points in the game where Tracy would bail you out by not attacking. He would settle for a jumper. He would settle for this. He would let other people get in the flow. But by letting them get in the flow, he'd get out of the flow, and you could not pay attention to him for stretches. He said, but then when we played the Lakers and we played Kobe, you never had a stretch. The pressure was always on. Even when he wasn't scoring, the pressure was always on. So Tyler Hero, that's the kind of pressure you want to put on. Kind of like a Devin Booker. You can never take your eyes off him. You always know he's one pass away from hitting a 30-footer. That's the type of pressure Tyler has to put on himself. Not going out there trying to do more than what he can do. The way the Heat are built, I think that's going to be an easier task for him. The one thing that I love about this Heat team is the trust factor, and that is one of the things that Tyler Hero talked about.
I mean, it's everything, really everything. You know, obviously the coaches have trust in me, but I think, like Coach said, the biggest thing is my teammates from top to bottom trust me, from the oldest guy to the youngest guy, and that's big. Not all vets are like that, and they really shine light on me. You know, ever since I've been in Miami, Jimmy's been the biggest, influence for me, and he just continues to teach me and help me. So without my teammates, I don't think any of that would be possible, especially as a rookie.
One of the things I loved about Tyler Hero is he said, no matter what, he's always going to bet on himself.
I'm just going to bet on myself. I've been doing that, my whole life. I went from, Milwaukee, a small town in Milwaukee, to Kentucky. Nobody thought I would survive there, and nobody thought I would survive here. So at the end of the day, it's just betting on myself. Obviously, there's, a lot of factors that play into it, but at the end of the day, I'm just going to bet on myself, and that's what I do, bet on myself.
And when you have that, you have a guy like a Jimmy Butler who is going to be in your corner, who's going to push you to get better. Jimmy talked about how before anything ever started, before the season ever started, pre-pandemic, pre-all that, Tyler Hero came to work out with him. And what they said was they got up, they ate breakfast, then they worked out. Then they ate lunch, then they worked out. Then they took a rest, then they ate dinner, then they worked out. And if Jimmy Butler's on your ass, believe me, you are working out hard. Because people are forgetting sometimes that Jimmy Butler was a late-round pick that went from being a defensive player to an all-around player. What I love is he talks about how he knows he has a chip. Everybody knows Jimmy Butler has a chip on his shoulder. But he says his whole team has a chip on it.
Yeah, he just fits in here. I think everybody got that chip on our shoulder, on our roster, in our organization. He's coming into his own. He will continue to grow. And I said it earlier, earlier in the year, Miami's going to love him. They're going to fall in love with him. I know that they are. I know that they have. And he's key to us going forward for a lot of years to come.
And that's incredible. That is incredible. That is awesome. At the end of the day, they need one more game, make it to the NBA Finals. One more game. Jimmy Butler, how y'all going to play that one
same
more
way
game?
That we go into everything. We play to win. We're going to do it together. And as long as we play basketball the right way, guard, limit our turnovers, rebound, all of that good stuff, we'll be in a position to win. But we're going into it the exact same way. And knowing that we do have a chance to close them out, but they're not going to lay down. It's going to be another dogfight.
Let me tell you something about the Miami Heat. And I'm going to give you an analogy, and if you grew up in the city, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, well, you're going to learn right now. In Chandler, there's dog parks. And people take their dogs to a dog park, and the dogs get along, and they play together. And people walk their dogs, and people can walk down the street with their dog. And when they walk down the street, other people say, oh, how cute, what a nice dog. And a dog is panting and waving its tail, and you're touching the dog. That's a suburban dog. That's not the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat is a city dog where you walk the dog with a chain and that dog don't play with any other dogs but the dogs that live in that house. And when you see that dog walking down the street, you don't run up to it. You don't try to pet it. Its tail isn't wagging. You cross the street. That's where Boston is now. Boston mentally has crossed the street. They are done. This is Miami's game. Miami, unless something miraculous happens, you will be in the finals representing the Eastern Conference of the NBA because that's the type of dog that you are. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. If you ever miss any part of the show, you can always check us out at 3 o'clock on KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, carries the replay. Of course, you're now listening live on DTR as well as KSRN. You can also, if you are ever out and you're like, crap, I got to listen to The Cave Show right now, you can go to The Cave Show, or excuse me, The Sports Cave with the K sportscave.com, the sportscave.com. Click on Listen Live. It will, at 1 o'clock, it will take you to our live show. If it's any time after that, there's a plethora of our shows there. Pick one, listen, re-listen, find one that you missed, check us out. Also on the website, on the left side of the page, there's some top interviews. There will be the Paige DeMarcus interview updated later on today. That'll be on there, easy for you to grab. So check it out. That's the sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. So tonight, the Lakers play the Nuggets. Lakers are up 2-1 and could easily be down 2-1. Easily be down 2-1. But there's one thing going into this game that I honestly just find hilarious. So the Los Angeles Lakers have filed a complaint with the NBA because they think LeBron James isn't foul called. And they bust out the analytics and they're saying, well, during the regular season, this is generally what he's averaging. These are his points in the paint. This is what he normally does. And he's not getting the fouls that he should get. He's not getting the respect that he should get. He's not getting the calls that he should get. That's good coach talk. That's good organization talk, because no matter what, refs are human. And if they think they're doing something off, they usually rectify it the next game. So I'm going to tell you right now, if LeBron doesn't take 10 fouls, and that's even without Scott Foster calling this game, no, I do not believe the NBA is fixed. But I believe superstars get slanted treatment. And if he's not getting that, then they're going to complain about it. Now, the bubble creates a whole different atmosphere. If LeBron is playing in L.A., he's probably going to get more calls, because the home team always in the NBA gets faith. Right now, they're technically on the road, or even if they were playing in Denver, there may be calls that he didn't get. I think what the bubble has done is, because there's no direct home court, I think what they've done is they've actually called good games, with the exception of a couple, because there is no crowd to get on you. So I think the refs are just blowing the whistle on things that they consider are truly fouls. But LBJ is complaining. And if the face of the league is complaining and his team is complaining, I guarantee you they fix that. But the Lakers have a whole lot of other issues that has to do more than just LeBron James getting calls. You have Anthony Davis, who showed up big, game two, played his butt off, hit the game winner at the buzzer, all that. The Nuggets adjusted. It wasn't that Anthony Davis just stopped playing. The Nuggets adjusted. And this series, unlike Houston, when Anthony Davis could do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, he can't, because defensively, he has to guard Nikola Jokic. He can't rest on defense. He has to play defense. Jokic is far too skilled to be guarded by JaVale McGee and or Dwight Howard. That's just a fact. JaVale McGee and Howard, they pick up the dumbest fouls known to man on a consistent basis. And Jokic is one of the top IQ guys in the NBA. And he knows he has man game. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you go out there and you see the dude who looks 60 and you go, I'll take him. And then he wears you out. Nikola Jokic doesn't go at anyone else's pace other than his. The other problem the Lakers have, their backcourt sucks. Rajon Rondo cannot keep up with Murray. Jamal Murray is too young, too quick, and too athletic. And I know Rondo is crafty. And on offense, he can do a lot of crafty stuff. But defensively, he can do nothing. Danny Green has forgotten how to shoot. It's like he aged right in front of our eyes. And if you think you can count on J.R. Smith or Deion Waiters, now you have some real problems. Kyle Kuzma, one game he's good, one game he's not. There's no consistency. The Lakers is that AD and LeBron have to both have a great game and someone else has to show up to play. And they haven't consistently gotten that. The flip side with the Nuggets, their others, I hate that term, but their others, they have more hit and miss young guys. Last game it was Jeremy Grant. Might be Michael Porter. Could be anyone else. And they're playing clean this up for radio. I don't give a crap mentality. The pressure's on the Lakers. If the Lakers lose, if the Lakers get eliminated, Nuggets, that's all bad for them. How does this team that we put together, LeBron James, with Anthony Davis, how does this team that we put together with these guys fail? Denver's like, if we win, hell. We just beat the Clippers and we beat the Lakers. They have absolutely nothing to lose. That means a lot in terms of pressure, in terms of relaxation, in terms of just going out and playing ball. Makes a big difference. Now, as a betting person, if I were a betting person, I still would bet on LeBron. By all means. But don't be fooled. This series is a long ways from home. And do not be surprised if Denver finds a way to win tonight, despite the 25 free throws that LeBron James is going to shoot. We're going to step out a little early for commercial break. Want to get a couple calls in, as well as we got to talk still a little bit about the Jets, a little bit about Dana White. At 1:45, we're going to talk branding, management, and all that other stuff right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, short break, 15 seconds. We'll be back. We'll open up the phone lines. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Don't forget, Cave is with a K, and of course, sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. That is our website. We are coming to you live today from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show. Every Thursday, Friday Eve, you know how we're doing. Like I said, I want to squeeze in a couple calls before we got into the last topics and before we got into our guests. Let's do this on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Call in number 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Call in your patience. I appreciate it. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, how are you, sir?
All right. Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Always good to be here.
Yes. All right, so we got a series now with Miami and Boston.
Yeah. If you want to call it that.
Well, I think it's tied to a piece. Yeah, I call it a series.
It's 3-1.
3-1? Oh, boy.
You missed the game. You fell asleep on me. You missed a game.
I must have.
3-1, and I'd be surprised 3-1. If Boston won another game.
Mm-hmm. Well, this series does surprise me, so I didn't think Miami had a chance, but they've held their own. And
Lou,
they're
going to
play tomorrow.
Yes, and they're dogs. Lou, they're dogs. Yeah. I don't know if you heard my analogy. That's not – when they come to your house, you ever go to someone's house and running around and hopping on your lap and licking your leg and all that crap? You don't do that with Miami. When you go to Miami's house, the owner says, wait a second, let me put the dog up first. That's them. That's that type of dog. They're not the rub and pet and ooh. They are the let me put my dog up first dog.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Beware of dog.
Yes.
That's all I can say, man. But with Band coming back, that might be the clincher right there. He had a little trouble
and what's
in the
crazy
game, but...
Yeah, well, look at it. Yesterday he played. He hurt his hand. He didn't even come out of the game. He just kept playing. He played through it. The mentality is different. Completely different.
Well, so, like I said, play to the pain.
Yep. You got it, sir.
Yeah, we're coming up on the last days of the baseball season.
As of today, now, obviously it could change if they win the division, but as of today, the White Sox are scheduled to play the Yankees. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I don't think I have.
Yep. If everything stays the same, the Sox and the Yankees will play.
Each other.
Yep.
That'll be very interesting.
Yes, it
Dodgers
will. We will
another title.
We'll be at odds then.
Yeah. Dodgers pushing a division title, which means maybe they'll choke again. Oh, boy.
I don't know this time. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know this time. The Dodgers, you know what? That's been my running joke for a while, that the Dodgers will find a way to lose.
Yes.
I think the difference this year is, and I was just about to say his name, Mookie Betts is a World Series champion. They have that pedigree as a player on the team now. And I think that kind of changes the mentality of the team a little bit. So I don't know if the Dodgers are going to choke.
The Red Sox loss was Dodgers game. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I think this year, I don't see anyone being the Dodgers. Not with that pitching staff, not the way they rake at the plate, not with the patience they show at the plate. I don't see anyone that can beat them, especially coming out of the National League. American League, they may run into some issues. And then also, you got to remember, one of the problems and one of the hiccups other teams had was their pitchers had to hit. It's all DH now. So the Dodgers will not only be able to put their top-flight pitching staff out there, but they'll be able to add another bat. I'm not worried about the Dodgers this year.
So Kershaw finally get a ring, huh?
I think this might be it. He may be able to finally get that monkey off his back.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it.
He is – Kershaw, listen, for anything anybody wants to say, for this era, for the last 10 years, there's been no pitcher better in the major leagues. It's not even close.
No.
Not for that stretch. There's been a guy that maybe had a better year or a better 2 years, but for the last 10 years, Kershaw has consistently been the best pitcher in baseball. And this year, all of that stuff may come to fruition. Sometimes it just takes that one thing to get the monkey off your back. Look how long it took Steve Young to get the monkey off his back. Then he finally won one.
Yeah.
You know, so it sometimes it just takes a while.
It does, some more than others. But I'll be happy if we finally get the title. You know, and he deserves it. He is one of the best pitchers out there.
Yeah.
It'd be a shame
sure
to see
fire
that
Hall of
all
Famer.
That time he's done and he's never got the title. That'd be a shame.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what else do you have from my friend? I got a couple things I want to get in before Leah and Zlato gives a call. We're talking brand managing today that has to do with sports. And you know sports, my friend. You know, everyone wants their brand. So she's going to talk about that today and how athletes can brand themselves.
Well, nothing new. I mean, they've been trying to do that for a long time now.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
But just, yeah, I mean, you know, something's got to give. I think, you know, I think in the near future that is going to happen. They will brand themselves.
And they have. And that's what that matters so much to a lot of people. And well, it should, because that's how a lot of folks make their money. You know, you don't just make your money on what you do athletically. A lot of your money comes from endorsements. And unlike a long time ago, you can influence people. When you have, you know, 9 million, 10 million Instagram followers, you're an influencer. People look and they want to know what you said, what
well,
you'll say.
So now.
How many times? Yeah, how many times does something happen in the world, and the first thing people do is they run Twitter to see what their favorite athlete said about it. All that's part of branding. So we're going to get into that, like I said, with Hillary Bull
I'm not a big fan
and Leah Antolaco. Yep. Yeah. Huh?
I'm a Facebook person. Twitter gave me a lot of problems.
Yeah, you know what? I stay away from Facebook. I mean, we have our Facebook page, but just regular Facebook. Don't really mess with too much. I consider Facebook for suburban married women. And they're the ones that do all the posting.
Okay. I'll leave that one alone.
All right, my friend. Well, hopefully I hear from you tomorrow.
I hope you're on tomorrow too.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, Lou. Lou, good friend of the program. Always good to hear from him. Always. Okay, so I got to get into these Jets again. And I got to get into their head coach, Adam Gase.
I mean, at the time, you know, I thought
That guy. So their safety, McDougal, and their linebacker, Avery Williamson, came out and questioned the speed that they run the practice and if that has anything to do with the game. So I'm going to ask this question again. How does Adam Gase have a job? How is he still gainfully employed as a head coach? Players called him out last year and said he didn't know how to communicate with them. Players said his assistants did most of the bad news giving because he didn't know how to give it. He's a quarterback whisperer with a quarterback that's regressing. He had one of the best safeties in the game who's playing his ass off in Seattle because he wanted out because he didn't want to play for Adam Gase. They go out and they sign Le'Veon Bell. He then becomes the coach. He doesn't want Le'Veon Bell. And he makes it known he doesn't want Le'Veon Bell after the contract is signed. He figures out a way to get the GM fired, gets in a yes man for himself, and they suck. They're a terrible team. They're ran terribly. And whenever you ask this guy a question,
I mean, at the time, you know, I thought
that's what you get from the head coach. A ball of confusion. And now you have your players coming out after a game, after another loss, and they're questioning the speed of practice and how it's affecting them when the real bullets are flying. And you know what this dude did this week? Collected another paycheck. New York, all we hear is New York is the Mecca. New York is this. New York is that. New York is yada, yada, yada. You have the Knicks and you have the Jets. And they're both terribly ran organizations. But all we hear about is New York, New York, New York. I don't honestly think there's anything else for me to say. And you can't ask Adam Gase, because if you ask Adam Gase, this is what you get.
At the time, you know, I thought I was going to go to a...
Yeah, that's what you get. And one person asked me, who would I rather have as my coach, Mike D'Antoni or Adam Gase? I take Mike D'Antoni. At least I can score. Adam Gase, he can't score. He can't defend. He can't do a press conference. None of your players like you. No, let me rephrase that. None of your players like you. And you still collected a check. Good for him. Bad for everybody else. Jumping around the UFC, Colby Covington has a right to say what he wants to say. And Dana White made that obvious. He can say whatever he wants. It can be racist. It can be misogynistic. He's not going to muffle anybody. That's what Dana White said. Dana White said he doesn't muffle people. This is the same Dana White, when he built his card before COVID, told his fighters, if they said anything negative, they would be fined or possibly taken off the card or possibly have that affect them going forward. So they are muzzled. They're muzzled to say anything against the UFC. They're not muzzled to be racist. Okay. Yeah. That's his organization. That's how he runs it. It's real easy to figure out why you have an asshole like Colby Covington when you have an asshole like Dana White that's running everything. Really easy to figure it out. That doesn't take a rocket scientist. What I want to know is he ready for the backlash? Because he doesn't just have a lot of Colby Covington's fighting for him. He has a bunch of other people too. Remember, a year ago, Colby Covington was getting his face bashed in. And you think that's not giving incentive to other guys to want to do that? So, you did the talking. Now you got to constantly back it up. Dana White, you let him do the talking. Real easy when you're the only trick in town and you can constantly underpay people. Dana White, one of my favorite people around. I don't know if you could tell that.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The law office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the law office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and on the Facebook. Again, it's Sports Cave at the Sports Cave, and Cave is with the K. So today I have a special treat for everyone. Athletes today aren't like athletes before. Athletes before, if they said anything, if they did anything, it could end up on social media. Well, there was no social media. It would end up in a newspaper, and they would be in trouble. Now athletes are taking control of their own career. They're controlling their own social media. They're controlling their own storylines, and they're doing it basically through branding. They have their own branding. They have their own product. They know what they want to say. They know what they want to get out. And so I'm very happy to say I have on two people right now that know all about branding and marketing and Google searches and all that good stuff. And it really does tie into the athletes of today. Hillary Bowles, brand development manager from the Raleigh office at Executive Digital. And Leah, boy, I asked her too, and I swear I'm going to get this right. Angelaco, project manager for Executive Digital. They're online right now on the Kerry Lackey Law Line here on the Cave Show with PLR. Ladies, thank you for joining me today.
Hello.
Thank you for having
us. It's good to be back on.
So how bad did I butcher your name even after I asked you? Because I tried my best. I even slowed myself down to make sure I didn't mess it up.
You did good. I'll give you an
All right.
Good job there, sir.
Thank you for coming back on. It's been too long. Like I said, I thought I was going to have my people call your people, so I was appreciative. I was able just to send a message, and you got right back with me.
That's how I roll, yo. Yep. Very welcome.
So, as I was saying, athletes now are taking control of their own branding, and they're reaching out, and they're doing their social media and their branding, and they have people doing stuff for them. And I don't know which one of you ladies want to go first, but could you kind of talk about what you do and how that's touching so many people today with their own branding?
Go ahead, Hillary. I'm going to let you take it away.
Well, what we like to do is help people get the right message to the right people when they're looking for it. And when it comes to sports, people are looking at your profiles all the time. So athletes really need to be careful about what they say and what they do and post on social media. So that ties in with brand reputation and management. And now that they're taking it on themselves and being a more active part of it, they really need to think of different ways to engage with their audience and get their ideas and thoughts out there in the right light. And one way they do that is through social media. The other ways they do that is through different press outlets, whether it be interviews or talk shows, podcasts, you name it.
Yeah, anything to get your name out there, definitely. And the right outlets, I should say.
Yeah, you definitely want to be on the right outlets. And one thing that I would say that would definitely help, you know, athletes that are starting out and don't have the big followings of major athletes is to engage with your audience. And that's not just liking what they say about you. It's responding to them. It's going on their page, finding something that interests you and comment on it. That shows that they're really in touch with their audience and that they're paying attention and that the people who love them aren't just a number. I think that's really important, especially when you're starting out, so that they can, you know, realize that you're not just an athlete, you're a real person.
Right.
So let me ask you ladies this question. Is it true that all coverage is good coverage? And maybe that's why some athletes now are just saying whatever they want to say, whether Hillary, I don't know if you heard what I was saying before, because I think I had you in queue, but some people, they'll make an asshole comment because they know that there are people out there that will agree with it and make them a hero for being able to say what other people are thinking, but they just won't say it.
Right.
I think it really depends on how you want to portray yourself out there. If you're passionate about something, by all means.
Right.
But don't be surprised if you get back.
Sorry?
Don't be surprised if you get the backlash either. So be prepared for that. I mean, if you want to be yourself and you want to express yourself in a certain manner, just remember that, you know, you still got to withhold that positive mindset and not really portray that negativity on social media either, because there is so much negativity out there. So it just, you know, you should be careful of how you want to portray yourself.
And the other thing about that is these athletes do make it big, they can lose sponsorships because of how they acted or reacted in a prior situation that has nothing to do with what they're doing now. You really have to be careful of the story that you curate online. You can be that guy that says, you know, whatever they think, but you might miss out on opportunities because you ran your mouth too much.
What would you guys say to younger people? Because a lot of people have done things or said things when they're like 16, 17, 18 on social media, and it comes back and it bites them in the butt when they get to that next level, the professional level. Would your advice be, one, don't say it to begin with, which is obvious, or as soon as you see yourself progressing, scrub your background and start all over? Is that, does that even matter nowadays?
I mean, I feel that we are all human, first and foremost. And whether you did something in your past that you don't want to take with you, like going into your future, I think that we all grow. And if you even embrace the fact that, you know, you did screw up or something like that, and you have grown from that, I think growth is huge. And we evolved. And I think that just shows you as a real person. I don't know,
yeah,
Hillary, what do you think?
I'd agree with that, and in the statement that you made, that you said, scrub your background and start over, there are people out there that can find things even if you've scrubbed them. And in the black hat world, you'd have to pay somebody at least 10 grand for them to scrub everything on the internet, depending on how popular you are. So unless you want to spend a whole bunch of money in reputation management cleaning that up, then you should probably start thinking now about how and who you want to be going forward. A lot of people are in the moment and they react to things right then and there without thinking them through. And that's definitely a younger age, you know, things that younger people do. But I do think it's really important to think before you post anything, and just make sure that you're not attacking people or saying things in the wrong way that could be thrown at you. But
yeah,
like Leah said, growth is good. And if you want to, you know, admit that you did something wrong and share with people how you've grown and learned, that shows people another side of you. And that's good too.
On the Carrie Lackey Law Line here on the Cave Show with PLR, I have Leah and Zalako and Hillary, both with Executive Digital. So, ladies, if I'm getting started and I want to use your company, what can you do for me to get myself off the ground, get my brand, do the right website? What would I go to you for, and how could you help me with that?
You want to take that, Larry, or you want me to take it? Okay.
No, go for it.
So, in digital, you need to build your foundation. And first things first is your website. It's where you put everything that you're doing, that you're going to do, and it's a place to give your fans updates. So you really need to focus on your website and make sure that it's built properly, that you've got everything optimized and how you want it to be. You want the website to be easy to navigate, and you also want to make sure that you set up.
Sorry, let them know what you mean by optimize.
Search engine optimization. That's really my background, and there's a lot of things that go into that. It's technical things like title tags, meta tags, optimizing images, user experience, the speed in which your site loads. I know everybody's gone on their phone and tried to load a site. It didn't load within 2 or 3 seconds. You backed out and went to the next one. You need to make sure that you've got all your I's dotted and all your T's crossed. And that's what we help you do. And after you get your foundation, your website set up, then you start moving into social media and making sure that you've got all of those boxes checked, that your profiles are set up correctly, that people can contact you, that they have the right information so that you can get booked or interviewed or invited to play somewhere or race somewhere. There's a lot of things that you need to do to get in order so that you can have the best face forward on the internet.
And then after all of that is said and done, then what we do is we put a press release together and shoot it out to the powers that be. And hopefully you have, you know, you get some stories and extra exposure out of it. So it's definitely, if you start on one, you know, you got to do it all for sure. So
it sounds like 10 years ago, you ladies should have been the person, the people that I should have spoke to. Instead of doing all that work myself. So I know we're coming up against time, but so if someone wants to reach out to you, get themselves started, or even improve what they have, how would they get a hold of either one of you ladies to do that?
Well, you can just Google Executive Digital, and the phone will ring, and we'll definitely get that call. So you can reach us there. You can reach us on all the social handles, which is Executive Digital. Or if you would like to post our social handles on the description later, they can be there for you.
And is it just Executive Digital? Are there any capitals, hyphens, anything that anyone would need to know?
No, yeah, I think it's just executive. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's executive-digital.com.
Okay.
And you can find all the different offices. We're a global agency. We're available worldwide. So whichever office is closest to you, give them a ring. If you prefer Leah and I, then you can certainly ask for us, and people will make sure you get in touch with us.
Well, I'm going to tell everyone they should prefer either you, Hillary, or Leah. So that's my personal opinion. I can say what I want to say because it's my radio show. And so anyone listening, I would say reach out to you two. And if someone else, you guys want to filter them out, then you do that. But I'm pointing them directly to you two, okay?
Perfect. And then you can find us
on Instagram
also on Executive Digital. It's just one word.
Okay, cool. Cool. Hey, I appreciate it very much, Hillary. It was a pleasure meeting you, and I'm so glad you came on. And Leah, again, thank you again for coming on and getting this together.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We'll talk later for sure.
Ciao, guys.
Alrighty, bye-bye. Alrighty, guys, you heard it. Don't just go out to the wilderness by yourself and try to figure it out. You have outlets. So quick news and notes before we jump out of here. I think the new doctor for the Los Angeles Chargers is Dr. Kevorkian. I feel bad for Tyrod Taylor. I truly do. Not only did his own doctor puncture his lung, but this dude has become the placeholder for quarterbacks. Tyrod, I'm in your corner, man. I don't think you're going to get the job back with the Chargers, though. Not if the young kid, Justin Herbert, keeps playing the way he played. So there'll be another team out there for you to go and placeholder for a while. Thursday, as you know, Cigars with the Cave Show. Before we get out of here, we have another Zoom coming up early October. I'll have more details. We'll have more athletes, more stories, more talk about sports and cigars. We'll be doing it at Maduro's Fine Cigar. We'll have that up on the YouTube like we do now. We'll have the snippets on IG like we do now. Another one going up later today. Get down here to Maduro's, 4991 South Alma School. Definitely check them out. Ron Harden, the owner, make sure that your cigar experience will be great. And Tina, my new best friend, will make sure that you're taken care of when you get down here. Like I said, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you're following us over on all the social medias, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, at the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. The website is sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until tomorrow, Friday, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. Temptations, take us home.